Oh My, written by Dashi Price. Is that what I think it is?
Fluttershy, are you sure you're all right with this? Twilight looked anxiously at her friend as she sat in the nearby chair. She was grateful that Fluttershy had volunteered to help her with testing out a new spell she had discovered earlier. But she didn't quite know exactly what it would do to her.
Yes, it's okay, Twilight.
The yellow Pegasus smiled softly to reassure Twilight that everything would be okay.
You're my friend, and I trust you.
All right, then. The lavender alicorn adjusted her collar and prepared to cast a spell. I would have preferred to test this on myself, she thought to herself.
But I have no idea what this spell will actually do to some pony.
Soon enough, the charge of time for the spell finished, and Twilight fired a burst of light pink magic at her shy friend. As soon as the spell hit her, Fluttershy let out an audible gasp of both surprise and pleasure. She could feel the magic slowly working itself through her body. The sensation wasn't unpleasant. It felt as though she was being massaged from within by an incredibly talented masseuse. Then, she began to feel a strange, uncomfortable sensation in her nether regions, as though her panties were slowly becoming too tight and were painfully beginning to dig into her. She looked down and saw, to her surprise, that there was a rather noticeable bulge in the crotch of her jeans, slowly growing larger as the uncomfortable feeling became more painful.
Oh my.
Almost without thinking, she removed her jeans and threw them aside, much to Twilight's surprise, leaving her in just her t-shirt and panties.
Fluttershy? Is that what I think it is?
Twilight walked closer to get a better look, watching as the fabric of the other mare's panties stretched further and further until they finally reached breaking point. Fluttershy breathed a sigh of relief as the elastic in her panties finally gave way and snapped, at least until she realized that she was now naked from the waist down in front of Twilight. Oh my goodness. Both mares came to the same realization and began to blush. Located just above Fluttershy's marehood was a fully erect penis, complete with a set of testicles, exactly the same as a stallion would have.
So, that's what this spell does.
Feeling herself growing wet from the sight of it, Twilight quickly made a note of the side effects of the spell before she returned to Fluttershy.
Do you think it works the same as a normal stallionhood?
Fluttershy blushed as she looked down at it, her hand trembling slightly as she reached down hesitantly towards it, stopping just short.
I'm not sure.
Twilight took the other mare's hand to steady her nerves.
But the only way we can find out is to test it.
She blushed even more, but nodded.
Okay. I trust you. What do you have in mind?
Well,
Twilight undid a few of the buttons on her shirt, exposing part of her cleavage.
The best way to test it would probably be to expose it to sexual stimulation and see if it would provoke the same reaction in you that it would a stallion.
Oh, my.
Fluttershy blushed and began thinking it over. She was nervous about this. She had never had sex before and was worried that it might hurt or that it would be unpleasant. But at the same time, she had already been considering touching her new appendage herself, just to see what it felt like.
Well, okay. I trust you, Twilight.
Are you sure you're okay with me doing this? Twilight gave her friend an anxious look.
I don't want to touch you like this if you're not okay with it. No, it's okay. I want to do this. I'm just a little nervous, that's all.
She blushed and looked down.
I've never actually done this before.
Neither have I. This is going to be a first for both of us. Twilight smiled gently at her friend.
Just tell me when to start, okay? Before we start, though, we should probably remove our clothing.
Twilight blushed a little as she said this.
This could get a little messy. And we don't want our clothes to get stained. I guess you're right.
Fluttershy removed her t-shirt and tossed it aside, exposing her large, bouncy breast to Twilight. The lavender mare blushed deeply and unbuttoned her shirt the rest of the way and removed it before tossing it aside. She then removed her slacks, her bra, and finally her panties, until she was completely naked as well.
Oh, all right then. Let's start.
Fluttershy blushed as she admired Twilight's body, anticipating the younger mare's touch.
All right then. Tell me how this feels.
Twilight got down on her knees and gently wrapped her hand around Fluttershy's cock. The other mare let out a sharp moan of pleasure.
Oh my.
Twilight hadn't even started to pleasure her, but her touch alone was providing Fluttershy with an entirely new world of sexual bliss. Twilight looked up at her with concern.
Are you okay? I can stop if you don't like this. It just feels so good. Please. Need more.
Twilight smiled to herself and began to move her hand along the older mare's shaft, gently stroking it, providing Fluttershy with even more pleasure.
Oh, yes. Yes.
She moaned louder and louder as Twilight stroked her dick, imagining how this scenario could possibly get any better. She didn't have long to wait, as soon, unable to help herself, Twilight began to lick the very tip of Fluttershy's cock, gleefully lapping up the pre-cum that had already begun to form.
Oh, sweet Celestia, yes!
Fluttershy's moans grew even louder and more frequent. The feeling of the alicorn's tongue was almost too much pleasure for her to handle. Twilight continued to lick the taste of her friend's pre-cum. It was just too tempting for her to stop.
Oh, sweet Celestia. Why did no pony tell me this tasted so good?
Deciding it was finally time, she brought the cock into her mouth and began to suck it, rubbing her tongue along the shaft as she did.
Twilight!
Fluttershy could barely get the words past her lips before she suddenly came, her stallionhood filling Twilight's mouth with sticky white semen. The younger mare almost choked and quickly moved her mouth away from the dick, allowing it to coat her face and hair with hot sticky cum.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. I tried to warn you.
Fluttershy blushed with embarrassment. But Twilight didn't seem to be fazed one bit.
Oh no, it's perfectly all right. This was a perfectly natural response. I may have gone slightly overboard anyway. Fluttershy smiled a little, then looked down and saw that her cock was starting to shrink. Soon enough, it was completely gone, as though it had never been there in the first place.
So, this dyad had generated by this spell only lasts until the affected pony ejaculates. Twilight went to make a note of this, then came back to Fluttershy.
Thank you for your help. This has been very informative.
Oh no, it was my pleasure.
The yellow Pegasus smiled sweetly at her friend.
In fact, I honestly wouldn't mind if you were to cast a spell on me again.
Twilight smirked a little.
Well, in that case, perhaps we could do this again. There are other forms for me to pleasure you that I didn't have time to try.
Fluttershy smiled at her.
That sounds good to me.
The Lavender Mare began to charge up her spell once more, eager to go for a second round.